Supreme Court justices will hear arguments today about the government's ability to regulate what is known as conversion therapy. It's a case that pits conservative Christian groups against major medical organizations and advocates for the LGBTQ community. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has this report.
Conversion therapy is generally defined as the treatment used to cure a person's attraction to the same sex. In other words, to make a gay person straight, and to cure a person's desire to change their gender identity by making them comfortable with their gender at birth. Every major medical organization, from the American Medical Association to the American Psychological Association, has repudiated the practice, finding that it doesn't work and instead leads to deep depression and suicidal thoughts in minors. As a result of these findings, half the states have banned the practice for those under the age of 18. Jessica Ritter is one of many former conversion therapy patients who now opposes the treatment. Raised in a devout Christian family, she says her first kiss was from another girl, and she was devastated when the relationship quickly ended, believing she would go to hell. So devastated that she eagerly embraced conversion therapy.
You're broken, and then you're doing all the things that they're telling you to do, and it's not working. It just broke me down.
It took her years to recover, she says.